This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat at odds with leaders of the U.S. House impeachment inquiry over their demands to question some State Department officials about President Trump's alleged efforts to pressure the president of Ukraine. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking a short time ago at a joint press conference with the Italian foreign minister.
We won't tolerate folks on Capitol Hill bullying, intimidating State Department employees. That's unacceptable, and it's not something that I'm going to permit to happen.
As he addressed reporters there in Rome, Pompeo did admit that he was on that controversial July phone call between President Trump and the Ukrainian leader. Record-breaking heat staying locked in over most of the eastern half of the U.S. today. Atlanta could hit 95. Highs in the 90s will stretch up into the northeast. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Superstar singer Beyoncé's father is battling breast cancer. Matthew Knowles detailing the diagnosis this morning, saying the numbers on male breast cancer are inadequate because not enough men even get tested for it.
I'm hoping by me coming here today, speaking out, letting folks know that you can survive this, but it has to be early detection.
Knowles detailing the diagnosis there on ABC's Good Morning America today, saying he was diagnosed after getting a mammogram a couple of months ago after he started noticing small blood stains on his shirts and bed sheets. The ADP private payrolls report is just out, and it shows the economy added 135,000 jobs last month, down from August's revised total of 157,000. The Labor Department's jobs and unemployment report is due out on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Day 17 of the UAW strike against General Motors, and yesterday the union rejected a so-called comprehensive proposal from the automaker, union leaders claiming it came up short in several areas, including pay and job security. Meanwhile, this union local president, Louis Rocha, says he's still hoping they'll finally come to a deal that everyone can agree to.
I have high hopes that we'll be getting things done. I think both sides, of course, want to make sure we get this done.
Some analysts say GM could lose over $1 billion because of this strike. Missouri officials say a convicted murderer was executed, despite worries over a medical condition that Russell Bucklew had. Bucklew was killed by lethal injection last night. There were concerns that a disease he suffered from that leads to tumors could make execution painful. The 51-year-old was convicted for the 1996 killing of his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. And the Nationals advancing in the MLB playoffs right away. They scored three times in the eighth inning last night to rally past the Milwaukee Brewers. for a 4-3 win in the National League wild card game in D.C. The Nats now move to Los Angeles, where they'll start the best-of-five NL Division Series against the Dodgers tomorrow. And with your update for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We never stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. We've got lots to talk about, to say the least. And I'll tell you who better than to spend some time with than Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. And we've got lots to discuss and throw back and forth. Mr. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's great to be on the program.
Well, boy, help us out here. Main Street America is being overwhelmed with all this news that's coming out of D.C. You know, where do we begin? Let's start with the whistleblower, because, you know, we're just getting inundated with all kinds of information about it. And, you know, what help us understand the legal standing, because this seems to be a little bit of a dynamic issue.
Well, you know, I was actually a counsel in the House Majority Leader's office during the last impeachment, and I got to watch up close how the impeachment process worked. Mm-hmm. And it was much different than what we're seeing today. We had an independent counsel statute that specifically authorized a prosecutor to bring a report and formally share this information with United States House of Representatives. We have been told in the media that the whistleblower statute authorizes individuals within the intelligence community to do their own fact-finding effort and then bring it forward with regard to the presidency. There is no such statutory authorization for such an activity. In fact, it explicitly expects that if you are a member of the intelligence community and you would like to report information, it needs to be with regard to intelligence gathering activity. It needs to be with regard to intelligence officers. It needs to be with regard to intelligence expenditures. The whistleblower statute for the intelligence community actually doesn't allow a person to report what they observed at the Veterans Hospital, doesn't allow them to report or authorize them to report what they see as things going wrong with NASA. And yet that critical element has just been swept over because the nature of what has been alleged is so important. And therein lies something that's supposed to separate republics from those that are banana republics. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between following the law and ignoring the law when it's inconvenient.
Exactly. Well, you know, what's suspect to me, or what came out very clear to me, Horace, was Michael Atkinson. When he was being confirmed, he stressed, one of his championing cause was the Whistleblower Act. And so you have this sense that he already has high concern over this. But what seems rather convenient, which he admitted here recently, was that he adjusted the rule of the Whistleblower Act in order to accommodate a hearsay report that's being thrust upon us right now.
Okay, so now you brought the second. So what I'm just saying is, if you can overlook the murder in the library, we can have a conversation about the injury that happened in the dining room. In this particular case, if you look at the form that used to exist sometime prior to August 2019, one of the biggest phrases on it is a requirement that it includes eyewitness accounts.
Mm-hmm.
That has been changed. It's not clear to us why it was changed. What we have seen is a release from the IG's office saying, acknowledging that in anticipation of some questions that have arisen as a result of the whistleblower process, we redid the form to make sure that it did not preclude people from reporting information that they were aware of but didn't personally observe. Whether or not that process that did that change was appropriately done is an open question because it's not clear on what date it was done. Mm-hmm. There are allegations that the original submission was on the old forms and that somehow that got changed to the new forms. There is, however, no actual copy of the original form circulating on Capitol Hill, and it is anticipated that if Atkinson goes up to the Hill, one of the questions that he's going to be asked is to produce whatever the original submissions were and also any modifications that were made and then give us an explanation. But as I say before, there is no statutory authorization to allow a person to report on whether they thought it was illegal or not, activity that involved non-intelligence community staff.
Mm-hmm.
That is fundamental, and we have skipped way over that
right,
to figure out what we're going to do with this now that it exists.
Well, and the thing that puts us in a tough position, I say us, we the people, because we're trying to understand all this that's going on, Horace, and Michael Atkinson was nominated by President Trump, but it almost seems that he's complicit in this cabal that's taking place here. And I hate to say that. I hope that's not the case. I hope there is a reasonable explanation here, but it's another one of those looks like a duck, talks like a duck kind of scenarios.
Well, there are people who are going to say, okay, well, we don't really care how this process unfolded. We still want to understand what the details actually are. Here's what I would say to you. If you look at the reports of what has been publicly released about the whistleblower's allegations, there are alleged White House officials, national security staff, intelligence leadership individuals, all who apparently shared information which they, by law, were not authorized to share, and it is those individuals, if they had personally observed that there were things happening that should not have been happening, had the ability to come forward and share it either directly with the Intelligence Committee or with whatever relevant authorities that they could have. They didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It is troublesome. It is very troublesome that despite those individuals being identified, that Mr. Atkinson, who's supposedly a Trump appointee, failed to say, let's do a couple things. One, let's go and look at the transcript of the conversation ourselves.
Right.
He didn't do that. Or two, hey, I know you're interested in sharing this information. I'm going to have to do some due diligence to find the actual individuals and see what information they have to offer. Neither of those things happen, and it does make you wonder, on what basis is the IG's office office acting, and certainly the professional nature of the document that's been publicly released, which is presented as a letter to the relevant committees, how did that come about? That just doesn't seem like I'm just a regular employee, competently doing my work, and on the side, I decided to identify
with at least three attorneys giving me counsel and writing the report for me. We've got more from Horace Cooper on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 after.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now, the nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Hey, Bill, if you haven't noticed, the left is unhinged.
They are driven by hatred. They hate Bill and Hillary Clinton so much they will stop at nothing to bring him down.
Because we are here today because the Republicans in the House are paralyzed with hatred of President Clinton. And until the Republicans free themselves of this hatred, our country will suffer.
And one of the reasons
We all feel so angry about what they are doing. Is that they are ripping from us. They are ripping asunder our votes. They are telling us that our votes don't count. There must never be a narrowly voted impeachment or an impeachment supported by one of our major political parties and opposed by the other.
Bill Clinton acted deplorably in his personal behavior. But what the American people are saying loudly and clearly is let's get on with the business.
This is their president we are talking about. And we in Congress had better be very careful before we upset their decision and make darn sure that our decision to impeach him was based upon principle and not politics.
My fear is that when a Republican wins the White House, Democrats will demand payback.
Well, that was then. This is now Horace Cooper. Bill Martinez here with you. It's 20 minutes after the top of the hour, the former constitutional law professor. The Democrats, obviously, they know the difference, but now it's like all their chips are on this impeachment and they are moving at Mach 5 speed. I mean, here we've got an election around the corner, Horace. Why would we continue to waste the people's money and resources instead of being about the people's business? I believe what the Democrats, the yellow brick road that they're on right now is a road that's going to take them over the cliff, and this is going to decimate their party.
This is going to be destructive, but it's going to be destructive because they aren't able to just evaluate facts, and they are blinded by their partisanship. Here's the reality. There is no way they can get around the fact that the mere naming of Donald Trump causes apoplexy among a whole host of the members of the House of Representatives, even the ones who come from the Donald Trump districts. And what that means is information that could be heard dispassionately, information that could be heard and presented neutrally, when they hear it, it's just assumed. You asked me earlier about Atkinson, the IG. Mm-hmm. It does appear that it was assumed that whatever had been told must be awful. And this, whatever the whistleblower was alleging, is true and must be awful. And in this case, it appears that's what House Democrats are doing. Rather than stopping, waiting, listening. This case, if it were brought to trial, would be dismissed for failure to even state a complaint if it were a criminal case.
That's the question. Where's the offense? What is the complaint? That's what people want to know, but we've got a lot of emotion flying around, whipping people up, and when you ask that basic question, like, okay, what's the offense here, they can't articulate it.
Now, I'm told that we want to rest our hat on a campaign violation. Now, I'm sorry, but I've been actually watching campaigns for 15 or 20 years, mm-hmm. and it is darn hard to actually get a criminal charge. Typically, if there is a violation, you get a letter from the FEC saying, hey, be mindful, don't do that again. Mm-hmm. If the violation is more severe or repeated, you get told there's a nominal fine. It is almost impossible. In this case, we're supposed to believe that the mere fact that if Hunter Biden's activities were shown in public to be untoward, immoral, or even illegal, it would hurt his father's campaign. Does anyone remember Billy Carter?
Yes.
He was a crook.
Yes.
But it wasn't alleged that you can't say anything about Billy Carter because it's right. going to harm Jimmy Carter. In my case, I'm just wondering how many people really believe that if you announce that you're a candidate, that like Joe Biden is, that you are immunized from investigation by a potential opponent. Because that would be a perverse outcome. I get to break the law, or my children get to break the law, and as long as I'm a candidate, my opponent can't say anything about it. It's a perverse outcome. It's clearly not what the law would entail. And if someone were, I'm waiting, to raise the claim to the FEC, I'd love to see how that would get processed, because I believe they wouldn't even consider it.
Yeah. Well, in hearing you have an alleged shakedown by Trump, but and it's alleged, I mean, and even then, it's a weak one, because when you read the transcript of the conversation between Zelensky and the president, there was no, I mean, unless I'm missing something here, Horace, I'm not hearing a shakedown. I'm just hearing a normal, you know, reasonable conversation.
Here's how shakedown works. You've got a few hours. If you don't fire the prosecutor, you're not going to get your money.
Yes.
That's how a shakedown works. And you know how I know how a shakedown works? I've seen it with my own eyes, and it was involved Joe Biden.
Yes.
Ironically, we don't have that. What we have is another example of we're going to accuse you of what we often do.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had the president, my former president, Mr. Obama, explain why did he have his vice president hand deliver this message?
Right.
Was he aware of the financial relationships between Mr. Biden's son and the issue in question? Why was he traveling on Air Force Two?
Exactly.
By the way, it's just Air Force One when the president's not on it.
Mm-hmm.
This seems to me the kind of thing that a working media would ask questions about, but they're not.
Well, that's the thing we bring it up for us, is that the Bidens are so cheap that Hunter Biden couldn't afford a commercial ticket, that he, you know, he hitchhikes a ride on Air Force Two with his dad, that adds more credibility for his position and support, and, you know, kind of a, you know, I think more than a soft endorsement of this cabal that's going on here. I mean, what does that tell the Chinese and the Ukrainians?
Donald Trump Jr. got on Air Force One, flew to Japan with the President of the United States, and in the middle of an announcement that the President of the United States was making on North Korea or whatever it might be, he sat down and negotiated a new contract that got him nearly $1 billion in funds to control and all new set of contracts.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the only thing they could talk about on MSNBC.
Right.
The only thing. Mm-hmm. In this instance, we're supposed to be told, just as we learn it, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. There's nothing. If there isn't, let's get the answers to the questions so we can move on.
Yeah, you see, the other, you know, they talk about fact pattern. The other fact pattern that the Democrats are famous for doing, Horace, is what they do is they kind of, when they know they're in trouble and they've done something wrong, they kind of leak it out. And the New York Times will pick it up and, you know, kind of massage it in such a way so it's kind of a non-offense, and it just seems like, well, no big deal. You just read past it and you go back into reading the obituaries, you know. And then later on, when it comes
that's
up, they go, oh, that's old. We that's already been investigated. Why is that coming up, right?
Yeah, that's a very, very clever tactic. It was old news in the fact that someone raised the question, and since no one followed up on it, it shouldn't be raised anymore. I promise you, just apply Donald Trump data in those same specifics and let 9 months go by, let a year go by, let 5 years go by. I promise you, as soon as they become aware of it, it is big news today.
Well, they did it already. Look what happened. In spring of this year, he said, I'm going to ask AG Barr to check into, you know, Russia and Ukraine and Australia. He said it, and now it comes up, and it's like, oh, breaking news.
He had the Australian Prime Minister in and said, he's going to be helping me. This was said out in the open. It wasn't a secret. It's remarkable. And yet, the double standard. I keep saying, if it wasn't for double, the West would have no standards at all.
Whatsoever. Former constitutional law professor Horace Cooper in his unique perspective. Thank you, Horace. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Take care.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 1-800-QN-8 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat at odds with leaders of the U.S. House impeachment inquiry over their demands to question some State Department officials about President Trump's alleged efforts to pressure the president of Ukraine. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking a short time ago at a joint press conference with the Italian foreign minister.
We won't tolerate folks on Capitol Hill bullying, intimidating State Department employees. That's unacceptable, and it's not something that I'm going to permit to happen.
As he addressed reporters there in Rome, Pompeo did admit that he was on that controversial July phone call between President Trump and the Ukrainian leader. Record-breaking heat staying locked in over most of the eastern half of the U.S. today. Atlanta could hit 95. Highs in the 90s will stretch up into the northeast. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, so I want to ask you, do you kind of feel like you're on this bus to impeachment that is careening downhill, and you're looking at Nancy Pelosi driving the bus with one hand on the wheel and the other hand and her head turned in the other direction, and we're just, you know, banging into the side of the hill and just hoping that she can keep this thing on track. It is so out of control. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. Jenny Beth is a co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, what this rush by the Democrats to impeachment? I mean, this thing is out of control. It is not even by regulation. I mean, they didn't even take a vote. They don't want to take a vote because, you know, what's going to happen is if they can get to the elections without taking a vote and declaring and defining which Democrats wanted to conduct an impeachment, they're going to blame it all on AOC or these other liberal Democrats. But no, they're okay. They're moderates and they can still work with the president, right?
I can't believe what we're watching unfold before us right now, and yet I should be able to believe it. We have watched this for years to happen. We just watched it happen last year with Kavanaugh. He was working to be confirmed to the courts. Mm-hmm. You have people who make allegations, many of them in different circumstances. You don't even know who is making the accusation.
Right.
The person who is accused doesn't even have the ability to face their accuser. You have facts that back up the accused version of events. You have that in Kavanaugh's case. You have that right now with the transcript that was released from the conversation with President Trump. None of the facts matter. It just matters what they're being accused of.
Yeah, and the thing that made... And the thing is so disingenuous, Jenny Beth. And like you said, the facts, forget about the facts because they've got a story. Adam Schiff has the story to tell you, right?
Right. And he will get in front of a committee. He's such a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite, and I think he's just evil. He will get in front of a committee and present to the committee an opening statement that deals with impeaching a president of the United States. So the Speaker of the House claims that this is a very serious process, and she's not happy about it, and it is one that she is praying over. And then you have the committee chairman opening the process, lying about it. And when he's caught lying about it and questioned, he said, oh, I thought it was just a parody. So either it's very serious, and lying is a problem, or lying is okay and we can joke about it in a parody and it's no problem at all. And
exactly.
We're talking about impeaching and undoing an election.
Right. Yes, this is 63 million votes that you're talking about that you want to vacate. And this is a very serious issue. I'll tell you, Jenny Beth, I don't know if I said this to you last time or not, but I had only wished the Republicans would have walked out when he was doing that act, that alleged parody. I mean, this is not Saturday Night Live. This is the House, committee that is serious, and they're supposed to be serious about the people's business. And it was a mockery. It was a mockery to the Republicans. It was a mockery to all Americans that he would treat it in such disregard. And the thing that blows me away, Jenny, this is an attorney. I mean, Adam Schiff is an attorney. He is an elected official. There are standards. There are things in the court of law you can't get away with. You will get censured in a heartbeat. You will be held in contempt. But yet, Adam Schiff recklessly continues to make statements. I mean, how long has he been telling us, Jenny Beth, that he has the goods? He's got evidence. For over 2 years, he's been saying this, and there's nothing there. And he continues, and like you said, you just brought up the Kavanaugh deal. We went through the Mueller exercise, $70 million plus, all the emotions and everything else came out. Okay, there's nothing there. So then they go, okay, we got to bring up something. Oh, let's revisit the Kavanaugh deal, and that lasts. You know, it doesn't even last a full news cycle. It goes by the wayside because once again, the Democrats are chasing windmills like Don Quixote.
Yes, that is exactly right. And, you know, you said something about Adam Schiff just now having the goods. Isn't it ironic, yet again, the hypocrite that he is, he was called by Ukrainians, they were shock jocks, and it was a joke on him,
yes,
saying that as Ukrainians, they had
naked pictures, right?
Right, and he was good. He was okay taking that. He would have taken that. Yes, please send it to me. And somehow that's allowed. Information from a foreign government in that case would be allowed if it is affecting the outcome of an election, but it only wouldn't be allowed, supposedly, if it's happening for President Trump. It didn't even happen with President Trump. He's trying to get to the end of what happened in the 2016 election. In his transcript, he refers to the Mueller testimony, which happened the day before or a couple of days before. The Mueller testimony was about the 2016 election.
Right. Yes. It had nothing to do with coming up in 2020. And it was, look at the whole circle of this, or the whole focus on the Russian collusion was foreign interference with an election process. And we still are not to the bottom of it. I mean, the people still think it's Russia. It's only recently now they're hearing Ukraine. And we've been saying for quite a while is it's about time because, Jenny Beth, all indications are Ukraine was ground zero on this whole thing. Somehow all tentacles went through Ukraine. And this is what the Democrats are concerned about, because the Democrats' fingers are all over this. And what Donald Trump is saying in terms now, he's saying, and we've had other people, Jerome Corsi, Sarah Carter, John Solomon, have all said this is nothing short of a coup. And now you've got our own president saying this is a coup that is taking place, and guess what? It continues to be unveiled one layer at a time.
Well, it is a coup. And what the Democrats are doing in the way that they started this very serious impeachment inquiry that Nancy Pelosi is supposedly praying over is by not taking a vote on it, by not doing what all other impeachments have done, where you go to the House floor and you vote to open it. They're talking about undoing an election, undoing the will of 63 million people in the majority of the Electoral College. And they're going to do that with a few committee chairmen and an unnamed person who got secondhand information. And it boggles the mind. It completely boggles the mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Whistleblower Act, interestingly enough, well, one thing to note, first of all, and I wrote about this in a recent column that's at Reactionary Times, Jenny Beth, is that there is a clear fact pattern. The Democrats aren't very creative. They have a certain plan, and they do it over and over again, just like they did with Christine Blasey Ford. You had Dianne Feinstein has the information. She sits on it for over a month, and then all of a sudden says, hey, look at here, you know, and creates all this uproar. We found out that Adam Schiff had the complaint, the whistleblower complaint, for over a month. And then when the acting inspector general comes, comes to the committee hearing, he browbeats him that he doesn't know about it. And he says, wait a minute, you've been sitting on that document for a month. This guy, he's barely been in office, you know, for 4 days. He barely knows where the bathrooms are at, and you're giving him a bad time that he doesn't know about all the document and what's in it. I mean, it's ridiculous what they've been able to do. So it's a consistent pattern what they've done. They've held back information. They all of a sudden spring it. And then you've got, hearsay into play. You've got questionable intent. And what was originally looked at, when they looked at the document, it was determined that this was a partisan complaint, and clearly it is.
It is a partisan complaint, and yet a partisan person who we don't even know their name of is going to apparently make it possible to impeach the president of the United States. It's a travesty, and it's unjust.
Well, this is why people need to be activated and stay activated, Jenny Beth. And we appreciate all the great work the Tea Party Patriots is doing. Remind everybody how they can get activated by going to your website.
Go to TeaPartyPatriotsAction.com or .org, rather, TeaPartyPatriotsAction.org.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and feel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs, while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level, is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Venator.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food company and ask questions. These four things can help ensure your pet's food is safe and healthy. Look for a company that invests in scientific research to fully understand pets' needs and offers foods that are formulated by professional nutritionists, complete and balanced, and validated with feeding trials. When in doubt, consult your veterinarian to better understand your pet's specific needs.
For more, visit Purina.com. Again, that's www.purina.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
You know, we say millennials, but for that matter, we could say all Americans. We need to know what it is we believe and why. We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rob Nadelson comes and on the show now. We're going to be talking about the Constitution and what the Constitution has to say about impeachment. Rob is a senior fellow in constitutional jurisprudence at the Independence Institute and a former constitutional law professor. Rob, welcome back to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you?
It's a kick to be back. Thank you for having me.
Well, especially right now, it's a kick. I mean, all this stuff, I mean, here it is, you know, in law school and teaching, you know, aspiring attorneys, who would have thunk that you'd get to this point where there would be such an abandonment of the rule of law in procedure?
You know, unfortunately, Bill, impeachment is one of the areas that they don't typically teach mm-hmm. in law school constitutional law courses. There are some really important areas of the Constitution that they just kind of skip over, mm-hmm. and this is one of them. And that's one of the reasons why there's so much confusion out there about what the proper grounds are to impeach a president. The Constitution specifies that he either has to have committed a high crime, which means a felony, mm-hmm. or a high misdemeanor, which means a breach of fiduciary duty. But a lot of people are out there saying, you know, they want to impeach the president because they don't like his policies or he tweets too much or...
we just hate the guy.
Whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, and this is the thing. I mean, there is a reason for due process and the rule of law. This is why we have the legal system. But it seems that in the face of all this emotion, we can abandon the rule of law and let our emotions just run us all over the place. And, you know, what kind of damage are we doing to this country through this exercise?
Well, first, let me just say this confirms the founders in their wisdom of establishing checks and balances, mm-hmm. because while you often have kind of a wolf pack mentality when an impeachment starts, not just an impeachment of this president, but of other presidents, mm-hmm. because of the system of checks and balances, the requirement of a two-thirds majority in the Senate to convict, by the time the process works out, there's usually a lot more common sense being applied. That having been said, I happen to agree with one of the president's more controversial tweets in which he said that if this goes forward, we'll be creating a civil war type situation.
Mm-hmm.
This country is already probably more polarized than any time since the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
This is throwing fuel on the flames. It's throwing gasoline on the flames. And you've got a large number of people in the country, including basically those who elected Trump, who feel that the left has been attacking their values, attacking the Constitution, attacking the country through the immigration crisis, attacking their jobs by trying to run out of business anybody who has religious or political scruples against their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these people are feeling under siege, and they're just going to make them even angrier.
Right.
So I agree with the president. We don't really need this at this time.
Well, in a sense, I guess maybe we only need it if it's going to finally excise this cancer that has been, you know, brewing up over the years. And you mentioned Bill Clinton. I would say that probably this animus started, you know, during his administration, during the last impeachment exercise that we went through. Because after it was all said and done, you know, he didn't get impeached. You know, wasn't he didn't get convicted. He was impeached, but he didn't get convicted by the Senate because they felt like, okay, all right, having sex in the Oval Office is not enough. And obstruction of, you know, and what he did to obstruct it and cover himself and, you know, that sort of thing, that wasn't enough. It was determined by the Senate. So he didn't get convicted. But it seems like, okay, we had that unrest. Then we had the Gore v. Bush fiasco that happened in 2000. And it just seems like we've had all this growing animus. And then we go into Barack Obama's administration, 8 years. And here it all culminates with Donald Trump. And, you know, what some people are going to say and some analysts are going to say is that it's all Donald Trump's fault. But I say this has been going on for a couple of decades.
It has been. By the way, one correction. The reason for impeaching Bill Clinton was that, unlike Donald Trump, he had committed a felony. The felony mm-hmm. was perjury
right.
In a sexual harassment case brought against him. Mm-hmm. By the way, for that felony, he was disbarred from practicing law in the state of Arkansas, and he had to pay a judgment or a settlement to Paula Jones, the woman who accused him.
Right.
Nevertheless, you're right. The Senate decided that even though they were on legal grounds for removing him because he had committed a felony, they decided that it just was not serious enough to justify the disruption and the other problems that would occur upon removal of a president. We don't have that sense of restraint in the country now, and mm-hmm. I agree with you, it's been growing for some time. My own favorite interpretation as to why it's been growing is that as the federal government gets more and more powerful, and as any group of bureaucrats can put anybody out of business, destroy his livelihood with the stroke of a pen,
mm-hmm.
Where we've got the federal government determining such things as, you know, what kind of bathrooms we have in
right.
our public schools and who plays on sports teams, the stakes surrounding federal elections and federal decision-making grow higher and higher and higher and higher. A government that was set up for handling a few important functions is now doing everything, mm-hmm. and therefore every political decision involves a tremendously high stake, and that in turn helps to feed the animus. I hope people understand that, because
mm-hmm.
because my point is that this growing federal government, where the federal government is doing everything for us, comes at an enormous price.
Exactly, and loss of liberty and
that's
abandonment
right.
of responsibility. This
right.
is this is what's taking place right now. You're exactly right. I agree wholeheartedly with you. So knowing that, and knowing that this government has gotten so big, and with it has come this shadow government, these behind the curtain power lever pullers and apparatchiks that are operating that are, and if anything is bipartisan, it's probably that, Rob, if the truth be known.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to say it's just the Democrats in that, but it's establishment types, in many cases, unelected bureaucrats that have been able to nestle in and carve out a pretty good career for themselves.
I agree with that entirely. It goes further, too, because in addition to that, you have, for example, the academic community, which because of the intelligence of the people in there and their access to the media have an enormous influence. And then there are the news media itself. And they all seem to have this stake in this all-powerful federal government, the dollars and the privileges it brings. And here's a great example of how the academic community and the news media work together. A Harvard Law professor named John Coates, who has no background in constitutional law, in constitutional law, makes a statement through Twitter in which he says that President Trump's Civil War comment alone justifies impeachment.
Right.
Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about because he doesn't know what the founders meant by impeachment and the enumeration of reasons in the Constitution. Nevertheless, a major media outlet, Newsweek magazine, picks it up and splashes it all over the internet, and now you've got, you know, they're feeding the mob with another story. Harvard law professor says Trump can be impeached for this one tweet when any reputable news organization would have said, this guy's qualifications to talk on the subject are what? There are none.
Yeah, about as much as he's qualified to run a Ukrainian oil company.
Right.
Just saying.
Of course, to Hunter Biden.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, but again, see, in this era of anonymity and information age in which we live in and the amount of information that we're diluted with and pounded with, you have to be a discerner of and a discerning consumer of this information. Otherwise, boy, you're all over the place right now.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And again, a good thing to keep in mind is that the impeachment is a very serious process. It's not supposed to be a pack of wolves howling for blood.
Right.
At any time, any president, and I think I've told you this before, Bill, I did not vote for Donald Trump. I'm not a Donald Trump stooge or whatever. I should say I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton either. Mm-hmm. But the point is I don't have a dog in the fight.
But you do have a dog in the fight. The dog is our U.S. Constitution and all that you have taught and known. That's our dog. That's what all Americans have. They can't say we don't have a dog in the fight. We have this country. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the dog is no one person. It's the Constitution and it's America.
Yes.
And we're headed down a very, very dangerous road.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that cooler heads prevail and, do something to stop the wolf pack.
Well, unfortunately, what happens sometimes when it gets this emotional, I've said, Rob, on the show many times, is that sometimes people have to fall off the roof to realize that the law of gravity still exists. And you know what I'm saying? I think this is where we're at right now, is that sadly, and the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, even though she was reluctant to do this, she knew better. But here it is, you know, she's falling in line and going with this, and she's taking this party over the cliff. And I'm telling you, with all in as they are, this is going to, I don't want to say necessarily destroy the party, but it is going to set it back years, and they're going to crash and burn, and they're going to go through, watch what happens after the 2020 election. It's going to be a little bit, but even more dramatic than what happened after the midterms under Bill Clinton when Newt Gingrich and the Republicans took over, and he had to come out and say, well, the era of big government is over. He had to deal with reality, and I believe there's going to be some Democrats that are going to have to deal with some harsh reality, and that is the flyover country, the deplorables, despicables that they talk about so casually that they do matter and their vote counts.
You know, taking off my constitutional scholar hat, putting on my former politician hat, I would say that's spot on. I think they've made a major political
miscalculation. Exactly. I'm right with you. Thank you, Rob.
What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letter.